Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to Health Coach Donna. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about a spring cleanse, and I often get questions about how can I do a cleanse in the spring, but an easy one that includes all foods and not any sorts of juices or lack of any nutritional value, things that aren't as radical as just doing juicing for 5 days or something like that. And I find that it's really a great time in the spring to give your body a break from all the heavy eating that we've done over the winter months and in the cold period. It makes sense to eat heavier, starchier things that take longer to digest and keep you warmer. And sometimes I guess we do put on a little bit of body fat during that time. But in the spring, it kind of feels like, woohoo, I want to get out, I want to exercise, and you just kind of feel like you want to eat a little bit lighter. But eating salads all the time is not the answer, because sometimes we do still have chilly days in the spring, so you do want to eat things that are cooked. Salads all the time are more for the summer months, the time when it's really hot out, because it can be too damp for the stomach and make digestion slow down, actually. And one of the keys to good digestion, as you've all heard me speak about in the past, is chewing your food thoroughly. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of outline a food-based cleanse for the spring. And I also want to tell you a little bit about foods and the depletion of the nutrients, and maybe suggest some supplements that could help you support your spring cleanse. And sometimes also when you do a simple cleanse that includes food, you can get rid of many minor symptoms or bring more of a sense of renewed energy. And you can use the protocol that I'm going to talk about anytime during the year. Just substitute the appropriate seasonal produce. We do have to be aware that wherever you are, but I'm here in California, in Northern California, and we have all varieties of food all year round, and a lot of it comes in the wintertime, comes from Mexico. So just be aware of your seasonal vegetables, and that can help you eat more appropriately for each season. Also, if you suggest that you might have a food allergy or even a food sensitivity, when you take out all the common allergens like soy and dairy and gluten from your diet, even for a week or two, you'll notice when you put them back into your diet whether you have a sensitivity to it or not. And it will help you kind of weed through, what am I sensitive to, if you are having any reactions to food, or maybe just not feeling well after you eat, or at other times during the day if you're getting really sleepy in the afternoon. A lot of it can be caused by food, and even if you're not sleeping well at night. So by taking 7 days or even 2 weeks to do a whole food cleanse, you can actually kind of sort through your symptoms and see how you might be able to feel better, sleep better, and increase your energy. I would suggest that if you are a regular coffee drinker, to cut down your cups to one per day, and then possibly, if you're up for it, slowly switch to decaf by using a smaller portion of half calf. And if you are using decaf, make sure it's water processed. Otherwise, it's just filled with chemicals, and you don't want to be drinking a whole bunch of chemicals. Another thing that's really great to have on hand for a whole food-based cleanse is some fermented foods. And these, you can make them yourself or you can purchase them. And some of the common ones are kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, or any other pickled vegetables, or beet kvass. And you can find these in any store. And remember that if you are doing the kombucha, it's a big bottle, and kombucha is supposed to be consumed in smaller amounts, almost like shot glass 2 ounce portions. So don't drink the bottle in all one sitting. It can have a little bit too much sugar in it, And if you are susceptible to candida, I would just stay away from those drinks altogether and eat things like the sauerkraut or the kimchi or some pickled vegetables. The other thing to do before you start this cleanse is to clean out your cupboards. You really want to make sure that you don't have anything in the area that is going to tempt you. So if you've got the Oreos and the potato chips and those sort of things in the cabinet and you're trying to eat whole foods, and you may have, it may increase your sugar cravings as you're cleansing. And it's really hard to fight sugar cravings if you have Oreos in the cabinet. You're just not going to be able to do it. So I would start by cleaning out the cabinets, getting rid of the processed foods and the packaged unhealthy things that you just don't want to eat during your cleanse. And it doesn't have to be a big deal either. This cleanse can just be 5 days long. If you want to just give your digestive system a rest and kind of feel a renewed sense of energy, 5 days is great. I like them for about 7 days, but you can do what works best for you. And during the cleanse, what I would suggest is you stay off as much caffeine as possible. You stay off your alcohol and don't eat nuts and seeds or dairy, except for organic ghee, and stay away from all packaged and refined foods and refined sugar. I would also suggest you stay off grains. Unless you do want to add a little in, then you could do some brown rice, wild rice, or quinoa. So think about your day, and what I would prepare is in advance is make sure you have all your vegetables chopped up and ready to go. A lot of times what I suggest is for the first few days is just eating some soups. I made a really great carrot soup, and I didn't put any milk in it. I put some coconut milk in it and some veggie broth, and I used the immersion blender. You can also do the same with broccoli, and you can put in some full fat coconut milk. So by eating the vegetables in a soup form, you're almost like you're pre-digesting them. You're getting them in a broken down form, so it's going to be really easy for your body to digest them. And that's part of what a cleanse is giving your digestive system a break from having to break down all the foods. So some good veggies for cleansing are avocados and artichokes, asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, garlic, jicama, mushrooms, onions, peppers, radishes. You can do a daikon radish. I just posted a YouTube video on what to do with a daikon radish and all sorts of seed vegetables and turnips. You can eat the leafy greens, the beet greens, the arugula, the turnip greens, the kale, and the collards. When you're doing fruit, I would stick with free seasonal fruits, but you can also do some frozen berries. Those are the raspberries and the blueberries tend to be lower on the glycemic scale. And don't use any dried or canned fruit. Those are just too high in fructose and sugar. But what you want to do is make sure that most of your food is the vegetables, and it can be a very small amount of fruit, maybe one serving per day. You can also use some fats and oils. As I mentioned, the organic ghee is a great one, or even coconut oil and olive oil. You want to have some fats in your food. If you do want to do grains, stick to brown rice and quinoa. These things can be cooked the night before, and it makes it much easier in the morning. You can do some chia pudding for breakfast, and I love that. It's just some coconut milk, or I would stick with coconut milk rather than almond milk, but some coconut milk and a cup of coconut milk, 4 tablespoons of chia seeds, and a handful of berries. Shake it up in a jar and let it sit overnight, and in the morning, that's your breakfast. You also want to make sure that you are not using too much salt. You can use wheat-free tamari, some lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. Keep your seasonings to just some good dried spices and raw honey, nutritional yeast, that sort of thing. also, it's really important to drink enough water when you are cleansing. And I always suggest half your body weight in water. So if you are weighing 100 pounds, that's 50 ounces of water. You can choose to count some herbal teas in that as well. But the rest of the stuff, your coffee and your fruit juices and that sort of thing, it really doesn't count towards water. You really need to have that hydration. So if you want to do a longer cleanse, you can always do a longer cleanse of like 4 weeks. But I would suggest at the very least, if you want to just do the shortest cleanse possible, then do 3 days. And then pick anywhere between 3 days and 4 weeks, whatever works best for you. Make sure you do move your body every day. Some regular exercise is really important. And then if you want to add in some acupuncture, massage, infrared saunas, and also dry brushing your skin, all those things can help to detox your body. This will increase your energy and vitality. Also, remember, if you haven't done a cleanse before, or maybe if you have, sometimes if we've been eating poorly and then we do a whole food cleanse where we're eating whole nutrient foods, you may feel crappy. And one of the reasons is that your serotonin levels are adjusting because you're not feeding as much sugar into the body as it may have become accustomed to. So as you're doing that, you may feel a little grumpy, a little moody, but also detox symptoms can be things like you feel like you caught the flu or a cold, or you might have nausea or headaches or tiredness. And these are all symptoms that are really normal and should subside within a day or two of eating staying on the whole foods diet. Now, when you are finished, how many ever days you're going to do, what you want to do is slowly add in your other foods back into your diet. So you don't want to do like 3 days and woohoo, I'm going to go back and just eat how I was. What you want to do is you're taking out all the common allergens of the soy and the dairy and the gluten. And what I would suggest is after you've done your 3 days or how many ever days that you're going to do on the whole foods diet, then what you're going to do is take 1 day and reintroduce a food into your diet. So, for example, say you took dairy out and you really like half and half in your coffee and you like cheese for lunch and you snack on cheese while you're making dinner, you know, however it is, you like cheese in your salad. So what I would do is on your first day, if you want to try dairy, then go ahead and put your half and half in your coffee. If you do drink that or your tea, whatever works for you, and eat the dairy throughout the day for all three meals and then see how you feel the next day. I would not do a new food every single day. What I would do is introduce one of the foods that is a common allergen and then give yourself the next day to see how you feel coming off of that food. And you can also check your weight. If your weight goes up significantly, even a few ounces to a couple of pounds after having a day of dairy, then that means that you might be having an inflammatory response to the food. And we don't want inflammation because inflammation is the root cause of all disease. So our weight is a really great measure for how our body is handling any kind of food. So what I would do is introduce the food, see how you feel, take the next day to eat just regular healthy foods, and then on the following day, you can then add in gluten and see how that works and do that for all three meals and then see how you feel the next day. And that way you can really find out, what is my body working with? What is it reacting to? Am I gaining weight? Am I having crappy sleep? Am I having gas and bloating, constipation, diarrhea? You know, all those are indicators, even dark circles under the eyes and puffiness. And those are all signs that something is not going right with your body. So I want to talk a little bit about stress with the body, because stress is something that we all have in our everyday life, and stress is perceived. So stress can be from not only doing like bad things or having a grumpy boss, but also from doing lots of good things and just keeping busy all the time. And that's what I like about when you do a cleanse, a food-based cleanse, it really makes you slow down. You have to think about your food, you think about chewing, you think about what you're eating, and you really take the time to breathe and appreciate what you're doing. And this should also help reduce your stress, because when you've got chronic stress, that's going to make you gain weight because it increases the cortisol, and cortisol stores fat. It depresses your immune system, so you're going to be more susceptible to colds and flus and whatever else is going around. It depletes the vitamins and the antioxidants from your body. Stress will reduce your B vitamin, your zinc, and your magnesium. So it's really important that you supplement those vitamins. It also, stress, it hinders digestion and the elimination process, and it blocks endorphins and serotonin. So that's why you kind of get grumpy when you're all stressed out. So a few things that I recommend with my USANA supplements is to take the essentials, which has your B and your zinc and your magnesium in it. I also like their Biomega, the fish oil. The CoQ10 is really great because that helps your heart and energy, and it supports the mitochondria of the cell, which is where your energy is made. I love the proflavanol C. That helps reduce the overall toxicity of in your body, especially with mercury and heavy metals, and it helps eliminate those things from your body. And proflavanol C is high in its vitamin C, so it helps with your immune system as well. And many people will ask me, why do I need a nutritional supplement if I'm eating whole foods? So I just talked about like a food-based cleanse where you're eating lots of great food throughout the day, but I still believe that you need to take a nutritional supplement at every time during the year. Oh, and you know, the other one I would suggest is vitamin D. We just don't have enough vitamin D, and I have a lot of people who are low in vitamin D. So why do we need to supplement with a nutritional supplement if I'm eating good foods? Well, you know, our environment is becoming less nurturing to our health, and the air we breathe and the water we drink and the soils we use to produce our foods all have greater amounts of pesticides, heavy metals, and toxic synthetics than ever before. And so we also, the food is more depleted of vitamins and nutrients. So I'm just going to give you a few statistics, but for collard greens now contain 63% less vitamin C, 43% less vitamin A, and 29% less calcium. A basic white potato has lost all its vitamin A, and you would now have to eat two potatoes today to get the same amount of vitamin C, iron, and riboflavin you would have found in one potato decades ago. Most of the calcium in pineapples has disappeared entirely. And if you were to eat twice the amount of cauliflower today to get the same amount of vitamin C, thiamine, and riboflavin as the cauliflower of your grandparents, your grandparents' time. And corn now contains 78% less calcium than it used to. So those are just some statistics of what is depleted in our food sources. So even if you were to eat your potatoes and your corn and your pineapples and collard greens and cauliflower, you're getting less nutrients than you would have just a couple of decades ago. So, and we also have more toxins in our environment, and that's one of the reasons why that I think that's really important to take your nutritional supplements. I'm sure if you know me, you know I like the USANA brand. It's clean, it's pure, and it's safe, and it's pharmaceutical grade. It's the only one found in the PDR, which is the physician's desk reference, so your doctor can look it up as well. So that's my suggestions for how to do a spring food cleanse. If you have any questions, you can always email me at donna@donnaacupuncture.com. And I hope you've enjoyed this information and put it to some good use and eat those good, healthy, whole foods for the spring. And you all have a great day.